The God of the Bible tends to set himself up for failure, and there's no more obvious example of this than the story of Adam and Eve and the forbidden fruit, otherwise known as original sin. Now, the term original sin isn't found anywhere in the Bible. The curmudgeonly killjoy Augustine came up with that one around the year AD 400. In his view, God is rather unforgiving, and he made us so morally flawed that he had a great excuse to send most of us to hell. One nice, efficient way to do this is to blame all of humanity for a mistake made by only two people. This is his concept of justice. It all started in Eden with two vegan nudists with no visible means of support living in a California paradise. Perfect weather, talking animals that don't bite, no books to read, and no tan lines. It's all good. But then God puts two trees in the garden, including the tree of knowledge, which he says they should leave alone lest they die. Isn't this kind of like giving a two-year-old a knife, sitting him next to a wall socket and telling him, no, no, no? What do you think's going to happen? God is setting up a crime that he knows the people will commit. This is called entrapment. Why do this? Well, the theologians will tell you that God had to provide a temptation so that man could have genuine free will, which is only possible if he has a choice between right and wrong. Of course, by this logic, every church should open up a Hooters right next door. Thus far, they have refused to see reason. What's more, when you think about it, original sin really wasn't a bad thing at all. In fact, it was man's finest hour. It's when people stopped being unconscious robots and became fully human. When Adam and Eve started out, they had no moral sense because they didn't know good from evil. And because they walked through a snake-infested garden in bare feet, they had no common sense either. But eating the fruit, after being told it would make them wise, demonstrates curiosity. Since they were also told they'd die, it shows courage. Once they ate it, they realized they were naked, so they gained awareness. And they discovered sex, which, I'm sorry, if there isn't any of that, you don't live in paradise. They also learned good from evil, so they became moral. And once they were tossed out of the garden, they had to fend for themselves, so they became productive. Finally, somebody had to invent the plow and the milking stool, so they became creative as well. Bottom line, original sin caused Adam and Eve to become curious, brave, aware, moral, productive, and creative. Sounds like the Boy Scout oath. It's all good stuff. But God wanted none of this. He preferred his company to be clueless, obedient, and naked. I guess if you ever needed proof that God was a male, here it is. This is Tom Quinn with a couple minutes of not-so-eternal truth.